I've got a mixture of anger, pride, all the ranging emotions that, that you can imagine. And I thought we was under the pump a lot of the time for some of it from our doing. From we talked about completions and what have you, and we just weren't quite there today. But our effort and endeavour and resilience was unbelievable. And I'm real proud and I'm real delighted because I can see us starting to get back into our defensive group. It's a real delight for all the young blokes that are in there as well. But I'd just like an explanation of what changed the official's mind at half-time to want to referee the game differently. Now, if somebody runs out there and hits a block in the head, that's a straight penalty. That's fine, I've got no issues with that. But I know there was a request at half-time for the ruck to be sped up. And hence, I think it was 7-1 penalty count against us in the second half. I may be one or two out on that one, but I've just been told that it was 7-1 penalty count against us. So, and two sin binnings off back of that. And 10 minutes into the second half, bins a bloke, which I just want to know what changed the bloke's opinion of where the game should be refereed. I know what will happen. I'll get a fine and they'll say every decision was right. I want an explanation of what happened at half-time, because there's a group, there's a change room in there that didn't deserve what happened to them tonight. Wigan was given and had a hell of a lot more possession, and what they should have done is won 20 games with the amount of possession they had. Hence the reason why I'm real proud of our effort and our endeavour defensively, because I can feel that groove coming. And yeah, like I said, I just want an explanation of what happened and what was said to make the official change his mind on how the game should be refereed. To be a 7-1 penalty count like that, when both teams were scruffing around the ruck as each other.
Because Wigan was saying that, you know, the one could be looking second half. Did you think there was anything wrong with looking first half?
I don't think there was much wrong with it in second half. It's just that it penalised them. So, like I said, I'll cop a fine because I thought it was officiated different first half to second half. I'll tip me out to Wayne and Wigan. They stuck at it and they won again. But we've copped a hiding out there today by some of it from our doing and a lot of it from other people's doing.
What do you got the call from the scrum at the end?
Oh. What gets me as well is that you can quite clearly see a no try, and the referee does this and says no try, but yet we look for every single reason to go, no, you're wrong, and I'm going to make a fool out of you out there to make you think that, well, that's, we're now giving tries with fingernails and stuff like that. It's shocking. What we're doing out there as well is going to the official and saying, right, you're not sure, so have a guess at what that's happened there and say try or no try. Then we'll go up there and say, well, we made a fool out of you because you got it wrong. I think it's pathetic.
You think you should have had the scrum though then when the ball was hit?
Well, what do you want Ollie Roberts to do? Do you want him to just get hit in the face with the ball or do you want him to turn away? It's pathetic, I'm telling you. Like I said, I want to make it clear, and you can put this in big bold letters at the top of your headlines. I want to know what was said to the referee and what was done at half time to make him change his opinion on that game. There's your headline.
Paul, Sean just said a minute ago that John Bateman was captain, he had a right to speak to the referee at half time. Mm-hmm. I know you understand that the captain can speak to the referee.
Yeah, the captain can have a talk to him, yeah, and ask his opinion. I'm saying the captain.
Yeah.
Yeah. Read into that what you will.
You say the players deserve better, you think, than yeah. Well today. So.
Like I said, Wigan won the game because they're 13 men for longer than what we do. And they was gifted a hell of a lot of possession.
But as you say, you look at the attitude, endeavour and everything of your players, I mean, it's right up there for this season.
Oh, we've got no reason when we're in there. They were obviously devastating. I made them sit, get their heads up and sit up, because if we continue like that, we're going to get wins, we know that. And that's a close defeat, which they hurt as well, don't get me wrong. I'm fuming, but I'm angry, I'm proud and I'm emotional, which I've come in here and first time in a long time a coach will come and tell you that he's not happy with something that's happened. What's happened there is the officials succumbed to pressure and succumbed to Wigan with the crowd and things like that, and gifted a hell of a lot of possession away and give Wigan a lot of possession. Wigan had enough possession in there to win 10 games. So from our point of view, we've got everything to be proud of. I'm real proud of the fans as well over there, because they've sung all game, and they were good tonight for us. They were very, very good for us, so you can wrap them as well.